This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Some part of the conversation about fashion in this economy is about sustainability. Resale and upcycling, using alternative materials and carbon footprint transparency. But honestly, most of the conversation about fashion in this economy is about speed, fast fashion. And when it comes to fast fashion, getting stuff from the runway or whatever the celebrities are wearing to regular retail fast, there is one company leading the way. Shein, it's called. Online only, based in China, whose biggest market is young women here. It does men, too, but its most recent valuation was $100 billion American dollars. That's more than its competitors R&H and M are worth combined, or also as much as, say, SpaceX is worth. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has today's corporate profile.
Like many of us, Janet Adai could use a bigger closet.
Wow, there's no room for anything else in there.
Yeah.
You even have a wall of sweatshirts outside your closet.
And I have like some bags that I've put in some inside since I can't hang all of them in here.
Adai's showing me her clothing collection over Zoom. She's 22 and a pharmacy student at Ohio State. When she's not studying, she's shopping.
Every day. I just like to dress up and take pictures. So
pictures for social media. She posts multiple times a week. And most of the time, she's wearing Shein. She gets a small kickback when followers use her discount code. Shein has a cult following on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, where young women post videos of themselves trying on outfits. Hashtag Shein haul. Adai says she spends around $800 a month on Shein. She likes that the brand is constantly coming out with new clothes, and most importantly, cheap clothes.
To buy, let's say, an outfit, $50 at H&M, I would rather use the $50 to buy, let's say, four outfits from Shein.
$50 for four outfits. How on earth is this possible? Elizabeth Klein is the author of Overdressed, The Shockingly High Cost of Cheap Fashion. She says affordability, trendiness, speed, they've always been the hallmarks of fast fashion.
But Shein, I mean, they're the next wave. It's ultra fast fashion.
While Zara may drop new clothes weekly, Shein drops new stuff every day. You can actually search new arrivals by date. And the variety is insane. Right now, its website has more than 5,000 different dresses. The company, by the way, has faced multiple lawsuits from other brands accusing it of copying their designs. But Klein says it's not the clothing that makes Shein unique. It's the business model.
I think Shein is positioning itself as a technology platform.
From our view, we think it's a technology company.
Zha Zha Zhou is a partner at Sequoia Capital China, which has been investing in Shein since 2018. She won't talk specifically about the brand's technology, and Shein declined to be interviewed for this story. But Zhou says Shein has built a digital system that gives designers, suppliers, and factories immediate data. Data that's helped the brand go beyond just-in-time manufacturing to real-time manufacturing.
When you need 1 meter of cloth, in the perfect world, you should only manufacture 1 meter of cloth.
Shein does not waste textiles or time. It makes small batches of everything, practically made to order. Shen Liu, a professor of apparel studies at the University of Delaware, says this saves lots of money. And it trains the customer not to be disappointed when things sell out, because more styles are on the way.
You know, even if something is out of stock, that's fine. And for other retailers, that's a big problem because no, I only have so many different styles.
Shein's also able to churn out clothes quick and cheap because most of its supply chain, from button production to assembly line, is in China. And it doesn't have retail stores or regional warehouses. So it ships each order directly to the customer. Liu says most orders under $800 enter the U.S. tax-free.
Which means companies don't have to pay tariff. And this also can mean a lower price for consumers.
This whole business model creates a cycle that leaves customers wanting more. Scott Rick is a professor of marketing at the University of Michigan.
By having thousands and thousands of options, it does just kind of lend itself to kind of endless scrolling. And this idea that there is going to be something out there. Eventually, you will find something.
Sound familiar?
like the very social media platforms Shein has built its business on, where influencers flaunt perfection in a new pair of pumps.
That kind of fantasizing is a real source of pleasure. It's a way to kind of daydream a bit.
Daydream or distract yourself. Here's Janet Adai in Ohio again.
Sometimes when I'm not feeling too good, I just go to Shein. If I'm feeling bored, I just browse just to feel good.
For some people, sifting through 40 pages of bikinis sounds like a nightmare. For Adai, it's calming. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.